Voters in New York are taking part in presidential primaries, seen as key for both front runners after recent setbacks. The Democratic Party hopeful Hillary Clinton, a former senator for New York, is expected to beat Bernie Sanders. Mrs. Clinton spoke to reporters after casting her vote.
I am so excited about both campaigning here in New York, voting here in New York, and I love New York, and this has been a joy.
For the Republicans, Donald Trump is expected to easily defeat his closest rival, Ted Cruz. After casting his ballot in Manhattan, the Republican frontrunner sounded buoyant.
It's a proud moment. It's a great moment, and it's just an honor. And my whole reason for doing this is to make America great again.
The United Nations, both Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump, hope that decisive victories in New York will help them regain momentum and overcome criticism of the strength of their campaigns. The United Nations General Assembly is meeting to rethink the global strategy in the war on drugs for the first time in almost two decades. Delegates are considering whether to move away from heavy-handed law enforcement and criminalization towards a more liberal approach. In his speech to the UN Assembly, the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, said that he was open to allowing the use of drugs such as marijuana for medical and scientific purposes. Talks in Geneva to end the war in Syria have suffered another setback after lethal airstrikes in the mainly rebel-held province of Idlib. Reports say that the government and Russian airstrikes hit a vegetable market in Marat al-Numan, killing at least 40 people. In response, the main Syrian opposition group confirmed it would pull out of the talks. The original leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, has made a rare speech on the final day of the Cuban Communist Party's Congress. The 89-year-old former president made references to his old age and defended his communist legacy. His 84-year-old brother, Raúl Castro, who was confirmed as the country's Communist Party chief for a further 5 years, told Congress it would be the last one headed by the current generation. Because of the relentless law of life, this seventh Congress will be the last one led by the historic generation who will present the new pioneers with the flags of the revolution and socialism. A U.S. federal judge has approved a settlement on police reform between the Justice Department and the city of Ferguson in Missouri. The settlement stems from the 2014 fatal shooting by a police officer of Michael Brown, an unarmed black teenager. An investigation found alarming racial bias in policing in Ferguson and threatened to sue the city after its council rejected recommendations for reform. To avoid a legal battle, the settlement was reached. World News from the BBC. A suicide bomb and gun attack by Taliban militants in Kabul has killed 28 people and injured more than 300. General David Barno, a former commander of US and coalition forces in Afghanistan, says the attack has exposed troubling vulnerabilities in the Afghan capital's security apparatus.
What's really disturbing, though, is that they find a way to wheedle their way through the Afghan very intense security around the capital to actually launch this attack against one of the most important parts of the government, part of the intelligence directorate that actually is responsible for VIP security. So that's disturbing.
The United States has expressed its deep disappointment at the failure of South Sudan's rebel leader, Riek Machar, to return to the capital Juba as part of a peace deal. The State Department said Mr. Machar's decision had placed the people of South Sudan at risk of further conflict and suffering. He was supposed to take up his post as vice president in a new unity government. Utah has declared pornography a public health hazard, the first U.S. state to do so. The bill doesn't ban pornography, but calls for greater efforts to prevent exposure and addiction. The Republican governor of Utah, Gary Herbert, said the bill was designed to protect families and young children. A message in a bottle that was thrown into the sea off Plymouth more than a century ago and picked up on a German island last year has been confirmed as the oldest ever found. Guinness World Records say it was part of a 1907 experiment to track ocean movements. Guy Baker from the Marine Biological Association says it may not have much scientific use, but is significant.
To hold it in our hands and know it's been floating around for over a century in that bottle that was clearly well enough designed to take anything the North Sea could throw at it, it's really exciting. And it's a link with the science of that era, when marine biology was developing.
Guy Barker, BBC News.